Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Mem Dal, the second parak of Ish Mekadesh. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, is Tana Braisa, Osam Mimer Yabimto Shomadata, one who does Mimer, which is rabbinical marriage for Yavama, with his Yavama without her consent. Rebbe says he acquires her, and the Chum say he does not. Rebbe derives the laws of Mimer from those of relations for Yibum. Mabia de Yavama Bal Korcha, just as relations of a Yavama are effective as Yibum, even against the Yavama's will, of Hachanami Bal Korcha, so to your Mimer is effective, even against her will. The Chaim derived Mimer's laws from ordinary Kedushin. Ma Kedushin de Madata, just as Kedushin must be with her consent to be effective, of Hachanami de Madata, so to hear Mimer must be with her consent to be effective. The Gemara explains further that Rebbe considers it logical to derive one law of acquiring Yavama from another, whereas the Chachamim consider it logical to derive one form of Kedushin from another. Point of which, Rebbe asks Rav Nachman, Nara, ma shetaase shaliach lekabel get miyad bala? Can a Nara appoint a shaliach to accept her get from her husband? The Gemara initially explains that the question is whether a Nara's ability to accept her get is because she is kiyad aviyah damya, considered like her father's hand, and just as her father can appoint a shaliach, she can as well, or is she kachatzir aviyah damya? She's considered like her father's chatzir, and the get only takes effect when it reaches her and not a shaliach. However, this explanation is rejected because Rava says that a person who is awake cannot function as someone's chatzir because it is mishtamir shalodaito, guarded by someone other than the owner. Instead, the Gemara explains that she is definitely considered like her father's hand. And the question is, is she as strong as her father's hand, such that she can also appoint a shliach or not? Rav Nachman answered that she cannot appoint a shliach. And pointing with you, the Gemara says, Katana shniskad shesholo das avia, a minor who accepted kedushin without her father's knowledge. Shmuel says, sricha get u sricha miun. She requires a get before she can remarry, and she also requires miun, which is refusal to remain married. This is ordinarily for an orphan katana to reject rabbinically instituted kedushin. Karna commented, Dvarim b'go, there's something difficult in this. Whichever method of marriage termination is called for, why would the other be needed? The Gemara explains that she requires a get, shemini saratza ab b'kedushin, perhaps the father agreed to the kedushin when he heard about it, rendering it effective. She also requires miun because the father may not have agreed to the kedushin and it was invalid. People who see her receive a get may assume her marriage was legitimate and conclude that her former husband is unable to marry her sister, and if he was mekadesh the sister, which would not be valid, they will allow their sister to remarry without a divorce. To avoid this, she performs miun to demonstrate that the marriage was questionable. Rav Nachman said she only requires a get and miun where the marriage was previously arranged between the two parties. Otherwise, there's no concern that the father would agree. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was Tatna Braisa, Osam Mimer B'Yavim Tashol Medata, one who does Mimer with his Yavam without her consent. Rebbe says he acquires her, and the Chachamim say he does not. Rebbe derives the laws of Mimer from those of relations for Yibum. Ma'biya de Yavama Bal Korcha, just as relations of a Yavama are effective as Yibum, even against the Yavama's will, of Hachanami Bal Korcha, so to your Mimer is effective, even against her will. The Chachamim derive Mimer's laws from ordinary Kedushin. Ma Kedushin de Madata, just as Kedushin must be with her consent to be effective, of Hachanami de Madata, so to hear Mimer must be with her consent to be effective. The Gemara explains further that Rebbe considers it logical to derive one law of acquiring Yavama from another, whereas the Chachamim consider it logical to derive one form of Kedushin from another. Point of which, Rebbe asks Rav Nachman, Nara, ma shetaase shaliach lekabel get miyad bala? Can a Nara appoint a shaliach to accept her get from her husband? The Gemara initially explains that the question is whether a Nara's ability to accept her get is because she is kiyad aviyah damya, considered like her father's hand, and just as her father can appoint a shaliach, she can as well, or is she kachatzir aviyah damya? She's considered like her father's chatzir, and the get only takes effect when it reaches her and not a shaliach. However, this explanation is rejected because Rava says that a person who is awake cannot function as someone's chatzir because it is mishtamir shalodaito, guarded by someone other than the owner. Instead, the Gemara explains that she is definitely considered like her father's hand. And the question is, is she as strong as her father's hand, such that she can also appoint a shliach or not? Rav Nachman answered that she cannot appoint a shliach. And pointing with you, the Gemara says, Katana shniskad shesholo das avia, a minor who accepted kedushin without her father's knowledge. Shmuel says, sricha get u sricha miun. She requires a get before she can remarry, and she also requires miun, which is refusal to remain married. This is ordinarily for an orphan katana to reject rabbinically instituted kedushin. Karna commented, Dvarim b'go, there's something difficult in this. Whichever method of marriage termination is called for, Why would the other be needed? The Gemara explains that she requires a get, Shemini Saratza Ab B'Kedushin. Perhaps the father agreed to the Kedushin when he heard about it, rendering it effective. She also requires Min because the father may not have agreed to the Kedushin and it was invalid. People who see her receive a get may assume her marriage was legitimate and conclude that her former husband is unable to marry her sister, and if he was Mekadosh the sister, which would not be valid, they will allow their sister to remarry without a divorce. To avoid this, she performs Miun to demonstrate that the marriage was questionable. Rav Nachman said she only requires a get and miun where the marriage was previously arranged between the two parties. Otherwise, there's no concern that the father would agree. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard siman is mud. Mud. So here goes. The inconsiderate Yavam, who trapped his Yavama in mud to perform Mimer against her will, was knocked over by a Na'ara running to see if she could appoint a Shaliach to accept her get while she was on the phone reprimanding her little sister for getting engaged without Tati's consent. Once again, slow motion. The inconsiderate Yavam who trapped his Yavama in mud. Mud? That must be Moran Daf Mem Dalet. The inconsiderate Yavam who trapped his Yavama in mud to perform Mimer against her will, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about Mimer without the Yavama's consent. Revi says he acquires her as he derives the laws of Mimer from those of relations for Yibum. Just as relations of Yavama are effective as Yibum, even when performed against her will, so too here Mimer is effective even against her will. The Chachamim say he does not acquire, as they derive Mimer's laws from ordinary Kedushin. Just as Kedushin must be with her consent to be effective, so to hear Mimer must be with her consent to be effective. So the inconsiderate Yavam who trapped his Yavam in mud to perform Mimer against her will was knocked over by a Na'ar running to see if she could appoint a Shaliach to accept her get, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the question if a Na'ar can appoint a Shaliach to accept her get, and explains that she's definitely considered like her father's hand and not as Chatzar. And the question is she as strong as her father's hand, such that she can also appoint a Shaliach or not? Rav Nachman answers she cannot appoint a Shaliach. So the inconsiderate Yavam, who trapped his Yavam in mud to perform Mimer against her will, was knocked over by a Na'ar running to see if she could appoint a Shaliach to accept her get, while she was on the phone reprimanding her little sister for getting engaged without Tati's consent. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks whether a Katanu accept the Kedushin on her own require a get and miyum before she can remarry. The Gemara explains why Shmuel holds she requires both. So once again, the inconsiderate Yavam, who trapped his Yavam in mud to perform Mimer against her will, was knocked over by a Na'ar running to see if she could appoint a Shaliach to accept her get, while she was on the phone reprimanding her little sister for getting engaged without Tati's consent. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Mem, so the Siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, water, and we use a pool. So here goes. At the Machshava Tova Matzarfa L'Maisa pool. Pool? That must be more in Daf Mem, Mayim. At the Machshava Tova Mitzarfa L'Maisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochai v'Chetz Yozakai seesaw, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, Olam Yira Adam Atzmo, Yil Chetz Yochai v'Chetz Yozakai. A person should always view himself as if he's half guilty and half meritorious. Velazah, the son of Rabbi Shimon, goes further. Since the world is judged according to the majority of people, and a person is judged according to the majority of his actions, a person should view the whole world as if it were half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, he's praiseworthy, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward merit. But if he commits one chet, woe to him, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward guilt. So at the Machshava Tova Matzarfa L'Maisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochai v'Chetz Yozakai seesaw, who was being splashed by the two Bachrim arguing whether Talmud Torah or doing mitzvos is greater, which reminds us, the Gemara relates a question posed to Rabbi Tarfon from the elders, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Is Torah study greater or is performance of mitzvahs greater? Rabbi Tarfon declared that the performance of mitzvahs is greater, and Rabbi Kiva declared that Torah study is greater. Nanu Kulam Va'amru, then they all spoke up and said, Talmud Gadol Sheh Talmud Mevi Yudei Maisa. Torah study is great because Torah study brings about mitzvah performance. Other reasons are brought as to why Talmud Torah is greater. Daf Mem Olive, so the Simmer Daf Mem Olive is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be one Daf Mem Olive. The grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shaliach was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter, since mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho, which reminds us, the second prayer begins, Aish Makadosh bo u'b'shlucho, a man can marry a woman herself or through her shaliach. Aish miskadesh is ba u'b'shlucho, a woman can receive kedushin herself or through her shaliach. From the mission is mentioning the man's ability to be Makadosh himself, which is obvious, Rav Yosef infers, mitzvah bo yosem u'b'shlucho, it's a greater mitzvah for him to be Makadosh a woman himself than through his shaliach. So the grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shaliach was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter since mitzvah bo yotzim b'shlucho, and saw that he was in a rush to deliver a get, take some truma, and shech the carbon pesach on behalf of others. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks shlichus menon, from where do we know the concept of shlichus? A brisa teaches regarding divorce of shilach, and he sends, melamed shuhu osa shlich. This teaches that he can appoint a shlich to deliver the get. By saying b'shulcha, and he sends her, melamed shihi osa shlich. This teaches that she can appoint a shlich to receive the get. Appointing a shlich for kedushin is derived from the hekesh with divorce of b'yatzav ha'isa. The Gemara brings additional sources for shlichus from separating truma and shechting the carbon pesach. So the grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shlich was sent to be makadosh her granddaughter since mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, and saw that he was in a rush to deliver a get, take some truma and shech the carbon pesach on behalf of others, that she made him show her his birth certificate to prove he was a ben bris and not ineligible to do shlichus as a goy. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the principle of shlichus needed to be taught by divorce and karm pesach and could not have been derived from the others. However, shlichus by truma can be derived from the other two with a tzara shava. If so, why did the Torah need to write gam atem? The Gemara answers that it's for the drasha of Rabbi Yonai. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. Just as you are members of the covenant to keep the Torah, so too your shluchim must be members of the covenant. But a Gentile cannot be a shaliach. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be wearing Daf Mem Beis. The mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that Rav Kor the Pasuk of the Nesim, apportioning the land on behalf of their Shevet as a source of Shazaknu Adam Shul Bafanov, that one may benefit a person even in his absence without appointment as a shlich, which explains how they apportion the land even to minors. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," which reminds we learn the brothers dividing assets are like purchasers regarding a discrepancy in the division. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," that he almost missed the shliach with a fire sent by his rival towards his property, which reminds us, having established that a shliach's actions are attributed to his appointer, the Gemara wonders about a mission which teaches that if one sends a fire with a mentally competent person, that second person is liable for any damages and the first is exempt. Why don't we apply the principle of shlichus and hold the first person responsible? The Gemara answers the ancient shlichus of our verb, because we say divrei rab, divrei talmi, divrei mishomi, in choosing between the words of the master, meaning Hashem, and the words of the disciple, the sender, whose words do we obey? Certainly the master's. Since he should not have listened to the sender, the shlichus is invalid. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine. Magazine? That must be more in Daf Mem Gimel. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shlich is chayef if he sent to eat treif, which reminds us, although the Gemara established that there is no shlichus for averos, Shammai Yazakin appears to disagree because he quotes Chagai Navi that one who instructs someone to murder is liable, as David was told regarding Uriah that you've killed Uriah with the sword of the Ammonim. Three interpretations are given for his opinion. He would agree, though, if someone instructed another to have forbidden relations or eat forbidden food, that the shliach is liable and not the sender, because we never find in the entire Torah a circumstance that one gets hana and the other is liable. So the man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shliach is chayef if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shliach who became an aid, which reminds us, Rav says, shliach nasa aid. A shliach for a transaction can also be an aid to that transaction, but the Academy of Rabbi Shua said that he cannot. Rav holds that it strengthens the testimony of the matter where the witness is the shliach himself. The Academy of Rabbi Shua holds that since shluchu shel adam kamoso, a shliach of a person is like himself, havelei kagufe, the shliach is therefore like himself and cannot bear testimony. In another version, these opinions are reversed. So the man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shliach is chayef if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shliach who became an aide that he didn't hear his Na'ara daughter ask him if she was allowed to accept her own kedushin, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the same machlokes regarding whether a nara can accept her get applies to whether a nara can accept their own kedushin in addition to her father. Rabbi Yochanan says the machlokes only concerns divorce, but for a kedushin, I'll agree her father can accept kedushin, but she cannot. The Gemara explains that whereas divorce brings her back into the father's domain, and either he or his daughter can accept the get, marriage, which removes her from her father's domain, the father has exclusive control of the process. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which daf do we discuss whether mimer can be performed without the Yavama's consent? That's on daf Memdal, good number two. Which of the one according to Rashama Hazakin, one who sends a shliach to murder is chayev? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel, good number three. Which of the one the Rav Nachman says that a nara who cannot make someone a shliach to accept her get? That's on Daf. Memdal, good number four. Which of the one that whoever performs one mitzvah is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits Om Haba? That's on Daf. Lamentask. And number five, which of the one that Shmuel holds that a katana who marries without her father's consent requires both miyun and a get? That's on Daf. Memdar. Good number six, which of the one that the man ceased falling on Zayin Adar, but Bnei Israel continued to eat it until Tez Zayin Nisan? That's on Daf. Lamentask. Good number seven, which of the one that the pasuk of the Nesim apportioning the land is brought as the source of Zachnu Adam Shel Bafanov? That's on Daf. Membeis. Good number eight. Which of the Machlokes is whether Anara can accept Kedushin? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good number nine. Which of the Machshava Tova Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf LaMaisa? Hakadosh Baruch Hu considers a good thought as a deed? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. And number ten. Which of the a man can appoint a Shulich to Mimkadosh's wife, but Mitzvah Bo Yosim Mimishulcho? That's on Daf. Memal of Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody from Gold Hub Mizuchu wishing you a great day and great learning.